This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I've got my markers out, you know, and I'm drawing the grid, just like 2-inch by 2-inch patches, you know, across my entire body so I can photograph my skin for my derm. And I get stuck.
2-inch by 2-inch?
Yeah, why? You do smaller?
No, I do 2-inch by 2-inch. But for you, I can think of specific 2-inch square patches where I would want a little more specificity within that patch.
I'm getting a phone call.
Is it your derm? Because if you just sent this in,
Hello. So, sorry.
That was unrelated.
It's my derm. Yeah, it is my derm.
That was your derm. Okay, because some of the pictures.
Well, and
some
maybe
of the
you're
going to
address. I told him. Hang on. Hayes is in the middle of a sentence, and he said, "I'm sorry," but
okay,
you were saying something about a particular patch or particular section that was an issue. I go 2 by 2.
I know, but I'm saying I can think of specific patches of yours where there's like multiple issues going on within the patch to the point where like I would actually want to do like a more fine grained analysis. Because I actually think your derm was calling you to say you're sorry about some of these patches, because that was my prediction that you would get like a direct phone call from your derm as soon as the image was sent in, and that they would say they were sorry.
Well, what he's saying to me now is what he started to say before I told him to shut up. And can whoever is over there shut up as well?
Over where?
Something's happening where you are. I can hear there's something making noise.
Nope. Nothing here. And this is when
I hope
like,
not.
I am podcasting right now, and I don't like it for me. I'm like surfing. I'm on open water right now. I don't hear any of this shit.
Great.
This is my life. I don't have a family when I'm doing this. You know what I mean? As soon as this is over, I'm all about my family.
If my wife tried to call me right now, I wouldn't even answer. I'll answer if my derm calls. If my wife tried to call me right now, you know what I'd do? Click.
When I'm podcasting,
I fire an empty gun at my phone just to let my phone know. Next one's loaded. Click, click, click. You saw me put one in the chamber phone. Why don't you
when
try
I'm podcasting,
again?
And Brody can talk about this too, I guess now. When I'm podcasting, this comes off real quick, real easy.
These things
Yeah, I'm really glad you're saying that in a visual medium.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about my hat.
Hayes has a hat that says married man.
Yeah.
And when I'm podcasting,
it comes off real easy.
Hey,
and
you
it,
know what?
And
visually,
it reveals your tattoo on your forehead that says podcaster only.
Because we're going visual, you know, I've started wearing this hat a lot in earnest. I gotta say, I think it's me. Like, I think I'm gonna do it.
You're gonna
What's
be in
its
Newsies?
Name? What's
is it
the
called,
name of that?
Is it named Ernest?
Nanglish is here, everybody.
We
it's
got
not
Nanglish.
Just Brophy.
Christine Nangle wrote these back.
Check this out. Okay. Am I watching Cameron Crowe's singles? What's going on here?
I like it. What is it? A Jeff cap, technically?
Yeah. What is it? It's a, is it a Jeff cap?
After Jeff Daniels.
I don't know. Some people call it like a newsboy cap or like a driving cap.
Don't you think the Daniels, the director, should change their name to A. Daniels at least?
Why? Why would he do that?
In honor of Jeff Daniels? Are we really just going to disrespect Jeff Daniels and say, no, actually,
we're Oh, now this is the Daniels. Jeff Daniels has only been the Daniels in Hollywood for a long time.
That's true. But I think the Daniels, I don't think that's their last name.
Okay.
No,
oh, is that what you don't think? Oh, is that what you don't think?
You're totally right.
What
you're
else
totally
don't
right.
you think?
This is the podcast you come on and you say what you don't think. Right?
Yeah. and listen, this is
in
the
honor
perfect
of
podcast,
Mike Birbiglia's improv movie. This is the movie where you say what you don't think twice. So give it to us one more time.
Wait, which one do I not think? That their first name is Daniels or that it shouldn't... You're not making...
Wow, this is point. What the married version of you is? I don't...
Sorry, I'm thinking about wife stuff. I'm thinking about all sorts of wife things. First of all, I'm thinking about dinners. I'm thinking about a warm meal for my family. I don't know.
That is
I'm thinking
dinners.
About wife
okay,
stuff.
I just want to clarify.
I'm thinking about
that
wife
is
stuff.
Dinners.
Yeah.
The warm meal is dinners. So whatever you were thinking about before was possibly not dinners.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you call them A dinners instead of like the dinners?
Yeah, A dinners.
All the dinners.
In honor of,
instead of the dinners.
Yeah.
The well, in honor brothers. Of Jeff. Jeff
in honor
dinners.
Of Jeff dinners. Yeah.
So, wrote these here
well,
with
let's
Christine.
Let's get into it.
Dylan, I guess, was told to kick rocks.
No, Dylan's here.
She's not
she's here.
Here. I know you.
No, she's here. I have a well. Then why do I have a sixth box on my Zoom screen?
She's in just your Zoom.
Yeah, she's in a box on my Zoom screen, right next to Sean on the second row. It's Dylan. She looks very still right now, though.
Dylan is going electric right now, if you know what I mean.
Are you sure you just don't have a framed photo of her next to your computer, honey?
No, I'm pretty sure because because I do have a framed photo, but that's separate.
Okay.
Honey,
no,
are you
I'm
sure
looking
you
at a
actually,
box. I'm looking
honey,
at a.
Might you have two framed photos, sweetie?
Well,
with
I'm
her
looking
name
at a...
on one of them.
Is she also the wallpaper behind your Zoom window?
Well, okay, yes, but also I am seeing this. All of what you're saying is right, but what I'm also saying is right, which is that she is on the Zoom. She's on the Zoom, and she's about to sing a beautiful song.
But only you can hear it? That's fine.
No, we're all listening to it.
Sing a song. No, we
aren't. No, you're all listening to it. What you're doing right now is gaslighting.
So, Berthy collects these.
What happened to good old fashioned tricking? He's always gaslighting. Why can't I trick someone? You know, he's sort of an impish prankster figure. He used to be something celebrated in many cultures, and now all of a sudden, the slightest trick and you're gaslighting. I don't know. We have to find some way to divide the two.
And we have to come up with a more environmentally friendly way to trick someone that doesn't involve.
Shouldn't we be solar lighting them? Or yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, light him with a windmill.
Yeah, LEDing someone.
I will say that Sean's hat right now, I feel like that's somewhat of a bridge to a trickster character, right? Like you're making some kind of evolution into.
I'm taking on some sort of new character, and I'm excited to see what comes next for me.
It seems like what you could do something, for example, a trick, maybe, and then you like take your hat off and bow. You know, like it seems like the kind of hat that you could take off and bow, and then pop right back on your head.
Kevin, make a new tier. Get a screen grab, you know, an image of just my square, and then see if you can create a new tier for the Patreon where for $100 you can see me in the hat.
Great.
And for $5,000, I'll do a private Zoom with you wearing the hat. and that doesn't go into the larger Patreon pool. Hayes doesn't get any of it.
That'll be huge.
Be great.
That'd be so huge.
Money goes right to Ernest.
Hayes, are you growing your hair out like this because you wish you had a hat?
So crazy. Where do I even begin with that question? It's so fucked. It's so upsetting. First of all, this is my body you're talking about. You're talking about... You're coming on the show and talking about my body where...
Yeah, Christine doesn't know what the show is. So she now thinks the show is... We just talk about Hayes's body.
Yeah.
She's never heard the podcast.
I have not. That's why I agreed to do it, though. Because that's what I thought it was.
That's what she told you?
Yeah.
Oh, now
I guess
Greg
I started it off talking
groceries.
About my own body and my derm.
Looks like Greg is hungry for dinner.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the wife stuff. So the husband thing is he brought home the groceries.
He comes home into frame with all this food. Mm-hmm. Very subtle.
No, we put Greg's the kitchen...
Say Greg's last name.
It's Gallant.
Goofus and Gallant.
Yeah. Gooptus and Gallant.
Gooptus and Gallant.
That's great.
Hey guys, you've got New Year's goals and HelloFresh is here to help you achieve them. Skip the grocery store, take control of your time and budget with delicious restaurant quality recipes delivered right to your door. If you're looking for an easy way to eat well and save money this year, HelloFresh is a great place to get started. It's cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% cheaper than takeout. Just one other thing I do feel it's important to get out there. It's not in the copy, and this does not affect my enjoyment of the product at all. I had a great experience making the meal, eating the meal. They were able to accommodate my dietary restrictions, which can be sort of limiting sometimes when I go out to eat. Great experience with HelloFresh. They don't let you submit ideas. Any kind of ideas, but like recipe ideas, which is fine. Like, because I have a platform, I don't actually need like any specific corporation to like get my ideas out there. I can just do it right here. I could just sort of list off different things that I think could be interesting: cookie soup, scrambled pineapples, cedar plant carbon, spicy peas, Lucky Charms, the spaghetti version, smoked gel. Pasta pie, Alfredo carbon, mustard underwear, Swedish beans, turkey potato, gel burgers, crab oats, poodles. Those are peach noodles because they can do it with zucchini. Why don't do it with something that's actually really good? Deep soup, completely white salad, wine fries, and sloppy O's, which are Oreos in the style of a sloppy Joe. They were not interested, and that's fine. They have over 35 weekly recipes, so I guess they felt like they were sort of good on that front. Options you're looking for to help you achieve your goals. Choose calorie smart and carb smart recipes, or even customize select meals by swapping proteins or sides, upgrading your proteins, or adding protein to a veggie dish. HelloFresh's latest line of meals is fast and fresh recipes featuring robust flavors and filling portions that are ready in less than 15 minutes. Go to HelloFresh.com/handbook21, that's how old I am, and use code handbook21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/handbook21 with code handbook21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's #1 meal kit.
This week on the Patreon, Carl debuts his new video game live stream, Play No Games, Monday, January 16th at 6 p.m. Pacific. The boys have an important board members meeting on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these bonus shows at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Hollywood
Handbook. Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness stuff.
We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know, that wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to
it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day, listeners. can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions, yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood Handbook.
So, I want to talk about these Simpsons.
Sure.
I love this stuff. We have people. We just had this.
It's so this, fucked up, man. Congratulations, yes. By the way. This shit is sick as fuck. I'm freaking out. God, it's insane. You, congratulations.
Which part? I've been watching for a long time. I've been watching ever since Homer was like.
Since Bart.
Why are you?
Since, I mean, since Bart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since Bart.
Wow, you remember when Homer was kind of like, yeah. Hey, you, Bart. Oh, you're in big trouble now.
We all remember that first time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You bad guy.
Yeah. And you're quoting the show. That's one of our signature jokes.
I love the stuff. We have a lot of people on here whose shit I hate.
All the time, like, we're talking to these people and the fucking stuff they do. It's like, you're promoting that? I wouldn't want anyone to know about it.
Yes.
We had this guy on last week. What was his show?
The White POTUS.
Wife Loafus? The shit. I'm watching the shit. I don't know what the fuck is going on. They're on the beach or something? It doesn't make any sense.
And as I said to him at the time, I can't relate to people that are just like on vacation. I work. All my friends work. The Simpsons go to work and school. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They are committed to meeting their obligations at work and at school. And I admire for them. The Simpsons stay on that grind.
Right. They've got, you know what they've got is regular work and then homework.
Yes.
It's two kinds of work.
It's true.
The Simpsons will be working over Zoom. Yes.
We have been working over Zoom since the beginning.
Yeah, it's happening.
But the Simpsons are doing that? Is Mr. Burns zooming into work?
They're still in Springfield, but they don't know about COVID in Springfield.
Okay.
We're not going to warn them.
So that...
We're not going
to... You're not going to tell them about COVID? Okay.
well, we just want to see like these characters, like how are they going to react to this particular challenge or this roadblock?
Right.
Like, that's helpful for us as storytellers, really, to know like how are they going to react to this?
Maggie with long COVID.
Yeah.
Right. There's a story.
There's a story. There's
fucking a pacifier keeps shooting out of her mouth because she's got this hacking cough.
And you know, you can get comedy out of that, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Imagine where the pacifier lands in the toilet.
You could,
that's an episode. Right?
I'm loving
that's
it.
That's an episode. Pacifier's
in the toilet. Okay. Anybody got a B story? Let's stick these things together.
These are, I mean, it doesn't like, need Homer one. Gets long COVID. Marge gets short COVID. Bart gets medium COVID. Mm-hmm. Like these are all different. They could all be one episode or they could all be different episodes. That's how we do it.
And Lisa gets monkeypox in that. So
yeah, she gets it no matter what. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's so Lisa.
That is a change that makes sense among like the changes that we see. Look,
good.
The show, a lot of people still watch the show, but of like people listening to this, you know, they might not be aware of some of the changes in recent years. That my understanding, I mean, you two are like relatively new to the show. My understanding from talking to other people on it is that you're responsible for a lot of
the shifts.
The new directions that the show is going. I want to get into this. I want to hear your side of it. I'm not, as a fan, totally supportive of some of the things that you all have been doing. And I think it would be great to just like discuss it here. I'm willing to learn and I want to.
This is a great forum and there's no judgment other than like the, obviously I've made a judgment on the show, which is I'm not going to watch it anymore, but maybe I could understand, you know, why so much has changed because the show was a pretty big hit.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm.
So what's up?
We can talk about specific things and like just sort of the general vibe.
Let's get into it.
Of the show.
Hayes, why don't you go first?
I would love to start with the dabbing and just get it out of the way.
Yeah, that's probably my number one issue as well, that every character is dabbing.
Nobody talks about it. They're talking about it. They're doing it to different degrees. It feels like Lenny is dabbing way more than anyone else and is a bigger part of the show than he ever was.
Right.
Well, and it is a cartoon, but there used to be some level of sort of grounded humanity there and you could understand these people. And the ferocity with which Lenny dabs would injure him and others.
Yes.
So for no one to even mention it, like, how do I invest in that? I can't connect to that world.
Right.
And it's dangerous, right? Because I'm a kid who I grew up going, well, I'm a Lenny. Like, I'm kind of the Lenny of my friend group. I want to be like Lenny. And if he had been dabbing like this at that time, you know, my shoulder would be, over in the other room.
Next week.
I mean,
next
you'd
week
be
as well.
You'd be wearing a different hat. We can say that much.
That's for sure.
They can't see the hat. There's no video.
A hospital hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not our... I'll say this. It's not our responsibility to tell parents how to raise their kids. Like, if like you as a parent should know like what the your child's limit is for dabbing. So like, I don't really see why that would be like the show's fault for if we put in too much dabbing and a kid is doing it too much. It's not our fault if he gets hurt, first of all.
Okay. But every kid has it. I just want to point out though, there's no way to know until they, like, every character has a certain number, every kid has a certain number of dabs that they're physically capable of doing.
Right. Which is where this idea came from. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, I mean, what Christina's saying is totally right. And Lenny's parents know where that line is for Lenny. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to tell them how to parent Lenny.
Well, I'm surprised that Lenny's parents have become so central in the storytelling of this show.
Is my next thing. I cannot believe how often we're seeing Lenny's parents. We're like following. They have scenes all to themselves now. Mm-hmm. We're mostly in their house.
Sometimes we're like halfway through a story that I think is pretty good about, like, you know, Homer trying to coach a British soccer team, Ted Lasso style or something. And I go, oh, this could be pretty good. And then he goes, I wonder what Lenny's parents think about this. And then we zoom back across the pond and just hang out with Lenny's parents while they have dinner and discuss like whether or not they think Homer will be a successful coach. And then we roll credits.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just go, well, what happened to the story you started telling me?
Well, we're talking about it. I mean, you're talking about it.
Well,
right?
They're talking about it, but they're exactly speculating on it. Yeah. I guess I am talking about it, but I'm talking about it in a negative way.
Well, Sean,
and I'm saying it's why I don't watch,
but you do. Sean,
yeah, you. Well, I mean, you're clearly watching it. Here's the thing: the audience is as much a part of the story as the people in the story are. You know, and so if Lenny's parents are part of the audience, why wouldn't we want to know what they think? Why wouldn't
we
want to listen?
I don't like
to
how
them?
Much you show the audience now. I don't. For me, what I liked was there was sort of a closed fourth wall, especially since it's animated. Like, it's not the kind of show where you need like live reactions from
the like Japanese game show, like picture in picture thing where you have audience members watching the show. Yeah. And by the way, let me just point out, they also they hate this.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
They hate what's happening.
No,
they don't want to be
that there. Started as an accident. I will say that. And actually we just haven't figured out how to turn that part off. So it started as an accident and it
has continued to be an accident the whole time.
Some people like it. You know, there's
who likes it? I'm curious because they don't like it and I don't like it. When you say some people, I guess I just gotta ask, like, can you narrow that down for me to even one person?
Brokey
likes it.
So. I like it. And it's not related to the fact that, you know, the accident of having Lenny's parents in the picture in picture thing was because I was running around in many circles.
I just want to say that's a separate thing. We were talking about having audience members in the picture in picture. The fact that Lenny's parents are sometimes watching themselves is also very distracting.
But yeah.
Separate issue.
Well, I was running around the big computers that make The Simpsons and I accidentally hit a button. Okay. But
you didn't just hit a button, Brothy.
Yeah.
You spilled an entire Sobe on it.
The chocolate chip cookie was a mistake,
by
the way.
A full Sobe on it.
A chocolate chip cookie flavored Sobe.
But then we got an episode out of that, didn't we? We got that classic episode where Lenny's parents come to visit at the nuclear power plant and they spill a Sobe all over, the controls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that's how the computer worked, that it just makes an episode about whatever's happening to it. But
no, we wrote that. We wrote that.
Yeah, we wrote that.
Oh, you wrote that.
What we had seen. Yeah.
Well, then I think, like, since we made it the nuclear power plant and we made it Lenny's parents and we made it Homer's job, maybe we should have made the effect of the spilled drink something other than being able to see another picture-in-picture reaction from the audience during the show. And Lenny's parents just talking about, like, can you believe that these people are watching us right now? Like, why was it something to do with the nuclear power plant so the characters could react? I don't know. I don't have all the answers, but I don't think I'm alone in disliking this direction.
You know,
I want to move on. Go ahead.
Do you have a comment on this? Go ahead. No, this is why you're here.
My comment is, you know, the show has been on for 84, 85 years. Yeah. We wanted to, you know, when they hired Brothy in our interview, separate interviews, they said, what are 10 ways the show could change? And I wasn't prepared for that question.
It's a lot to come up with.
So I kind of did that. Yeah, and I looked around the room, usual suspect style, and I saw Sobe.
Yeah.
I saw, picture. next to a picture, next to a picture, and a picture, and picture, picture, like that. You know how it all just like, and I sort of said these things, not thinking that we'd have to do them, but then we did do them, and now they're being done. So well, that
what
is
did you see about. That? What did you see that made you decide to have Marge be nude?
That came from Brothy's interview, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about that because I don't know. Like, I think of myself as actually kind of a cool liberal guy. Like, I'm not a pipe man.
And one of
I'll
the most like
whatever,
sex positive people, like honestly, in the world.
Yes. The
but
the disgusting, just absolutely horrifying, sickening sex acts that I've been positive about on this show.
Uh huh. Yeah. Can you name
shock
four of
even
them?
Me. So, of the sex acts?
Yeah. The horrifying sex acts that you've been positive about. Mm-hmm.
Cunnilingus 69ing, coming down on a chick. I mean, need I go on?
Three more.
Is one of them like drawing on your partner in 2x2 inch grids with the marker?
Well, you know, I didn't get to finish that story, but part of that was that no one would draw, you know, no one would draw on me on some of the spots that I couldn't reach.
Which I think is related.
And then it's hard to draw inside of your mouth.
You asked about Marge's nudity. The just complete honest answer is that when I go to work, I am punctual. I want us to, you know, I want us to be there at a specific time. Marge was not ready by the time that, you know, we were starting the interview. And that's, I...
You interviewed when, Marge?
Well, she was in the room.
Oh, wait, sorry. So Marge was in the room for your interview.
For my interview. And I wanted my interview to start at exactly the time that, you know, I wanted it to start exactly 9:30 a.m., not a second sooner, not a second later. And she just had not gotten ready.
9:30 a.m. slot. That shows they were taking you very seriously as a candidate.
Yeah. And the thing is,
that's legit.
Lunch slot. Yeah.
And Hayes, in Hollywood, you know, you'll go on these interviews, but you're also interviewing them.
Mm.
Sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Marge is naked now.
So you made her be naked as punishment.
Well, she wasn't ready. She wasn't ready, yeah, but she respected me enough to come on time anyway. Mm-hmm.
And then in order to hire the two of us, they had to fire the person that draws her clothes on her. So we were fine with it. He's been around for a while. He's fine. He'll be fine.
You know, if he's been drawing her clothes this whole time.
It was time to put that person out to pasture anyway. I don't know what their deal was, but the clothes were looking really fucked up and raggedy.
He's actually right now, he's like changing the he's altering the dress so that it fits Meg from Family Guy.
Oh, good for him.
Wow.
Yeah. So okay, he's actually
good,
you know,
for her.
The character Brent Cockman, he did used to be named Kent Brockman. I know that all like senior leadership on the show are saying that his name was always Brent Cockman. I'm 100% certain. And I went back and checked the old episodes. They all say Brent Cockman now.
Right.
But I've talked to other people who also remember that character did used to be named Kent Brockman.
And his name is recorded in a different voice when he says it in the old episode.
Yes.
It sounds like you guys speaking simultaneously.
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't noticed either.
Okay, but that's what it sounds. That's what it sounds like.
I mean, if anything, I feel like he has sounded more himself now than he ever has before.
Authentic.
Yeah.
So it did change. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that it has changed in some way because that is more than
I don't think
we've
it's,
been able to get at it.
The writing, he's more authentic to who he is.
Yeah.
He sounds different.
So it's,
maybe just because you guys know that we work on the show, so you hear our voices when you watch the show.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of a compliment. That's like kind of awesome.
I mean, your creative, like your writer's voice is definitely in there. But with the Brent Cockman thing, it's also your actual speaking voice. It's very different from
what you're hearing.
That's what you're hearing.
That's great.
I know that you're trying to gaslight me, and people have said that this is actually the Mancala effect.
What happened to good old fashioned tricking?
Yeah.
But no, we're not gaslighting. We're really honored that you would say something like that.
Yeah, so like now if I say like, I'm Brent Cockman, you think that sounds like what the voice is on the show.
It sounds like that, but you, but Brody's saying it at the exact same time, but not quite lined up. Like you're trying to say it at the same time, but.
Yeah, there's a little lag.
I mean, this is what it's, and this is why, you know, Christine and I don't really agree to many interviews, is that when you see us as people, it's like the magic goes away, you know, where you would. You would originally just associate these voices with Brent. But now you're seeing that they're coming from
the way you pause after Brent there. It's like, you know,
a little
bit
before.
Brent.
Yeah. Yes.
It's just not. I don't know. And
I didn't hear a pause.
By the way, he's not a character that we necessarily see like every episode. And so it wasn't as jarring to me as Ned Flanders being changed to Ned Flaccid.
Yeah.
I guess I don't care. Like, I guess I don't care.
That is
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, can you talk about why then? Because you're acknowledging that that got changed. So,
yeah, that did get changed. And I will, you know, as animation and TV has evolved, there's just more room for a representation.
Yeah.
And we just, like, on the show, we realized we didn't have a character representing that kind of particular community. So it was just kind of a decision that was made in the room. And everybody feels really good about it. So,
yeah.
What community? Because it's just his name is different. Like, what?
Exactly.
What community are you, is he representing now? Because he's, the character is otherwise the same, except...
Well, he's not exactly the same, Hayes, because like, he used to say "Heidely ho, neighbor," and now he comes over and he goes, "Hey, just so you know, I'm just going to say hi from now on." But he does it in every episode, so he's never transitioned to saying hi.
You don't think people deserve representation? Like,
yeah,
I don't understand. That's, I think,
whoa, 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 whoa. I never said that people deserve representation. I never said that.
And here's my question. You say, you know, he says this every episode, this really brilliant line that, you know, Christine actually pulled from her own life and from her own experiences. Yeah. My question for you is, does Bart not say cowabunga many times?
No, well, no, he doesn't anymore. And that's another... I guess like his new, like the whole set of new catchphrases, his sippy, sippy soda, me Yoda, me want soda.
Yeah. That's Reverend Lovejoy.
The whole like soda obsession. Yeah. It's not really how Yoda talks. And the fact that this is the big payoff for like integrating the entire like Disney library now is Bart being able to say me Yoda, me want soda.
It's great.
I hate to do this on the show. Like this is I do think this is an improvement. Just so that you guys don't feel like you're getting piled on. Or
it does feel that way a little bit.
Hayes and I don't want that. Hayes and I, we agree on most of this stuff. Me Yoda, me want sodas. That's very good writing. Mm-hmm. You know, it works. The times that you've had him say it, I've usually been surprised because there's no soda visible on screen, or he's not eating, he's not around, you know, he just kind of will say it and then
awesome
leave.
Thank you.
So often like in the middle of, you know, a conversation with someone else where it's like it's not done, he just interrupts them to go me Yoda, me want soda, and go I have my niece cut out those parts so that I could just watch that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that I do enjoy. I don't love the other soda things he says.
Okay.
We want to hear your feedback. I mean, we want to hear how you relate.
Soda did 9/11, and
yeah.
For a guy who loves soda so much,
yeah.
Then is he saying that's positive, or is him drinking it or being Yoda somehow? Revenge for him, like that's
right.
That's not clear.
It's fair. It's fair. It's fair.
That's fair. That was not the only thing that's happened on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Maybe that's...
maybe 9/11 means something different to him than yeah. it does to you. It's not. Everybody
so he's referring to something else.
9/11.
He's saying something else that happened on 9/11, unspecified year, I guess.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That Soda did?
Yeah.
What is it?
That was in the episode.
Yeah, that was in the episode.
Again.
I guess you'll have to watch it again.
Sean's niece cut that part out. So, Brody, if you could say what it is, that would be great for us to know, just for transparency, what it is.
Mean, you got to watch it. Man, you got to watch just, it. And then you can just, tell you me what
else,
it is.
If you do nothing else in this episode, you are going to need to say what it is that Soda did on either the same 9/11 as the one that people are usually talking about or a different one.
You don't have to be that, Brody. You don't have to.
Okay. Then we will sit and we will wait. It's your episode. It's your episode, ladies. I have a lot of episodes. So I will not be judged on this one alone. People know
what
I
number
don't usually
is this,
sit
Kevin?
And wait in silence.
Like 480.
Okay, so it's a round number. So I am a little disappointed that like up. let this.
I hear that we've done 480 of them, and I immediately fob.
I'm still deciding if I want to share that with you. Come back to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Now that I know it's 480,
in the meantime, how's Christine?
Stuff going on? You can ask.
Yeah. You, and plus, you can talk to each other.
Yes, true.
The Homer thing, and again, you have to like adapt to the times in different ways. I totally understand that. Homer is just way too shy now.
Yeah.
he's being so shy.
So much of his character was how bold he could be, and he didn't really feel self-conscious.
Yeah.
But it's like every time anyone asks him a question, he just starts kind of looking at the ground and shuffling his feet.
Yeah.
And pinching at his jeans area.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know how long I can watch that for. And he whispers, "I'm shy." And then the audience in the picture in picture will go, "I can't hear you."
Yeah.
And he'll say it again.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, that's a downgrade from what Homer used to be, which is like, he's kind of crazy and funny.
He's
kind of silly and dumb. He was brash, I think. And I don't know why he got shy.
I can tell. I mean, we had to do the integration with Disney. Uh-huh. And what people don't know is we also did an integration with the Shy Guys. So they're...
The Shy Guys
from Super Mario 2?
Or are these like a version of the Try Guys
the
that
try
we just don't hear from as much?
The Try Guys who are off camera.
Who don't want to be on camera. There are
a dozen Try Guys, but only four of them were brave enough to step in front of the lens.
So those other guys that are off camera.
Of course it was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Became a nefarious criminal. And this is why I always say I love introverts. Like, it takes a little longer to get to know us.
Right.
But there's so much more in there. You know, it's not the constant, look at me, validation. Look at me, I'm here with one of the snack girls or whatever.
Right.
Well, the thing with the shyness is, you know, Homer is really, in that one episode, you probably saw, he says, you know, shyness did January 6th, right? And so he loves that. So that was one of the big things that we wanted to get out there, is that he has that positive association with, you know, what happened
with January 6th.
Yeah.
And is that the same January 6th as the one that people are like normally talking about, or is that a different one?
It might be the one that you talk about. I don't know the one you talk about, but
okay.
If something happened.
All right. I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't, you know, not to make it all negative, I do like the post-integration catchphrase, which is he goes, "Call me Luke Skywalker."
Yeah.
And then
that's all Nangle.
Shuffles around. It felt like Nangle.
Yeah.
And it sounded like her voice as well saying that.
Did it? I don't know. Thank you again. I mean, this is like, I didn't think I'd be such a love fest. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, this is great feedback.
Yeah.
Kevin, was The Simpsons on your Tinder profile that one time?
Didn't make the cut.
Okay. Well, at one point, Kevin's profile was just a list of shows, no other information.
I think it was one shows, maybe two.
How did that work out for you?
Yeah.
I got mocked publicly and deleted my bio.
Okay.
And then met the love of my life.
Well, the one thing we did change the name of the show from The Simpsons to A Simpsons.
Yeah.
We didn't want to just.
That's nice.
That was
we
nice
didn't want to get
OJ.
Confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. That's nice to respect O.J. Simpson's. Doesn't say anything about like whether what he did was good or bad or anything, but like his name is O.J. Simpson's, and that's it.
We don't want to create opinions for you. So that's why we wouldn't be called like, a better Simpsons or something like that. You know, we don't want to make up your mind for you. We want to give everyone the freedom to come to their own conclusion when it comes to O.J.
Well,
go ahead, Sean.
No, I just, as we're here, I know that it's skewed a little negative. I mean, we tend to, you know, we tend to focus on that stuff. You go to a mechanic, they're not going to tell you all the parts that work on the car, right? You'd be there all day.
True. All the stuff.
But don't you wish they would?
Wipers are going. It's like, hey, why are you being so negative? Just talk about how my brakes don't work. It's like, well, that's actually the important part.
Right.
But no, sometimes it does feel good. So I will say, you know, the fact that the show's up and running is a credit to you. And I would like to be on the show. Please.
You have the hat for it.
Do you, when you say you want to be on the show, you want to be watching?
I'd like to be
home
on the show.
Do you want to be
whatever feels like the right fit to you?
Yeah.
I just would like to be involved.
Okay.
Okay.
Please.
Can you draw clothes on a lady?
Just the opposite.
Okay. Okay. I don't know.
Oh man. Yeah. I don't know what the opposite. So you can erase clothes from a lady. Is that the opposite of that? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We're open. You know.
Yeah.
That's the thing about The Simpsons that people don't know is doors are open. You can just come in and hand us.
You could just show up.
You just show
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I was curious. If I could just walk in there.
Yeah.
I drive by it every day and I sort of park outside and I look at the door.
Oh,
the Simpsons,
come on in.
And I
been
trying to screw up the courage to get in. Maybe that's why I'm so sensitive about Homer becoming shy. Because
I was just going
to
say.
It's a little close to home.
Then you'd be a great writer for him, you know?
Mm-hmm. I almost wonder, Sean, if they've been watching you, Sean, that they've been seeing you kind of shuffle up to the door, kind of pull on your jeans area.
Yeah. We're always saying, come on in, little guy. Come on.
Yeah. I was like, hey, Sean, come on. And then he turns around and leaves. And it's a little more heartbreaking than the last.
Yeah.
Even though the door is not locked. And oftentimes someone will even open it for Sean.
Yeah.
And he kind of stays out there. He's still shuffling,
though. I hold up
like
a little branch in front of me or something.
Every time he comes, his hat gets a little bigger. His pants get a little longer. I'm not sure what that's about. But it doesn't change my opinion on how well I think you would do, you know, working on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't look at things like gradual hat size or pant length.
No.
When we're hiring.
We're not allowed. I think it's a union thing.
Yeah.
It's a legal thing, yeah. Kevin, I wanted to give space for you as a not enough of a fan of the show to put it in your bio, but
I have a question. I'm getting a little lost in the reality.
This will be good.
When Homer says he has to drive his cartoon car to work.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And what's the question?
So do they now know that it's a cartoon or only parts of some of them do?
What is he gonna
Why is it look, just the car?
He's
that
gonna
they
look at the car and not see that it's a cartoon. Yeah. Like that's ridiculous.
He's shy. Well, that, he's but, shy, but he isn't stupid.
It's clearly a cartoon. He's looking at the car. It's a cartoon. Like he's not stupid. Yeah, shy but not stupid. That's like the new Homer tagline.
That's his. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
but everything else is also like pretty clearly a cartoon, except for the stuff that you've now. Their hair, I guess, is now real, which is
real hair, which has been also
donated by fans, which is awesome.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, and we put some of it makes us feel really loved, and also like some of the blood that we saw in the envelopes with that hair, we put into some of the characters as well. So,
well, can we as we talk about this area,
little bit of real hair blood?
Mm-hmm. There's some real hair, and as we talk about this area and what Kevin brought up, and we've discussed some of their catchphrases. So when Homer says, "I have to drive my cartoon car to work," mm-hmm. which I agree is a bump, I'm not sure I love that Lisa goes, "Well, his car may be a cartoon, but my borderline personality disorder is real."
I hated that.
I was
Brody. I hated that.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing is we obviously don't like that because it is our lives reflected back at us, right? Like if you have a diagnosis of borderline personality disorder, you would say something like that. You would say, you know, that might be a cartoon.
And you would say it looking directly at camera.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't you? Like she does.
And why does your Cash App tag show up when that gets said as well? Like why does that? Because I'll sometimes watch with the subtitles on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Disney. Like,
yeah, we don't have any control. That's Disney.
Yeah, that's Disney. That's Disney's Cash App.
Okay. It's your name.
Right.
And it's your picture as well.
Uh-huh. That goes to Disney. Disney's Cash App is your name and picture.
And that's a total coincidence.
That's a coincidence.
It's a total coincidence. Isn't that crazy?
The fact that Bart is bi, I don't even want to address. I don't want to get into it at all. I mostly have heard it referred to the state being referred to as bisexuality. The fact that he talks about his bi-ness, mm-hmm. his extreme bi-ness.
And other characters call him your bi-ness.
You do want to talk about it, you don't, because it sounds like you do.
Yeah, it sounds like
you just the language around it. The
language around it, exactly. The decision for him to be visibly bisexual,
whether he is or not, is like great. Like you know, good. I support whatever.
Right, and he says bye caramba. Now he says bye caramba.
Yeah,
he says bye caramba now, which I was kind of happy to see that come back.
Yeah, I thought that was worth it. I wasn't crazy about all the other changes, but bye caramba kind of tied it all together for me.
So are you saying that's Brothy, the your bi-ness stuff?
Am I saying what?
Never mind.
We gotta go. Bye.
Never mind.
B-I. B-I, bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.